the rest of the story. In 1899, four newspaper reporters from Denver, Colorado, set out to tear down the Great Wall of China, and they almost succeeded, and I mean literally. It was a Saturday night in 1899. The four reporters met by chance in a Denver railway depot. Al Stevens and Jack Tourney, John Lewis and Hal Wilshire. They represented the four Denver papers, the Post, the Times, the Republican, and the Rocky Mountain News. Each had been sent by his respective newspaper to dig up a story, any story for the Sunday editions. So there they were, in the railroad station, these four reporters, hoping to snag a visiting celebrity, should one happen to arrive that evening by train. None arrived that evening, by train or otherwise. The reporters began commiserating. For them, no news was bad news, and all were facing empty-handed return trips to their city desks. Al declared that he was going to make up a story and hand it in. The other three laughed. Somebody suggested they walk over to the Oxford Hotel and have a beer. They did. Jack said he liked Al's idea about faking a story. Why didn't each of them fake a story and get off the hook? John said Jack was thinking too small. Four half-baked fakes did not cut it. What they needed was one real whopper that they could all use. Another round of beers. And then another. A phony domestic story would be too easy to check on, so they began discussing foreign angles that would be difficult to verify. China, that was distant enough. It was agreed they would write about China. John leaned forward, gesturing dramatically in the dim light of the bar room. Try this one on, he said. Group of American engineers stopping over in Denver en route to China. The Chinese government is making plans to demolish the Great Wall. Our engineers are bidding on the job. Well, Harold was skeptical. Why would the Chinese want to destroy the Great Wall of China? John thought for a moment. They're tearing down the ancient boundary to symbolize international goodwill, to welcome foreign trade. Now, another round of beers. By 11 o'clock, the four reporters had worked out the details of their preposterous story. After leaving the Oxford bar, they would go over to the Windsor Hotel. They would sign four fictitious names to the hotel register. They would instruct the desk clerk to tell anyone who asked that four New Yorkers had arrived that evening, had been interviewed by reporters, had left early the next morning for California. The Denver newspapers carried the story, all four of them front page. In fact, the Times headlined that Sunday, quote, "Great Chinese Wall Doomed, Peking Seeks World Trade." Of course, you know the story was a phony, a ludicrous fabrication concocted by four capricious newsmen in a hotel bar. But did you know that the story was taken seriously? I mean, it was picked up and expanded by newspapers in the eastern United States, then by newspapers abroad, and when the Chinese themselves learned that the Americans were sending a demolition crew to tear down their national monument, well, you can imagine. Most were indignant, some were enraged, particularly incensed with the members of a secret society, a volatile group of Chinese patriots who were already weary of foreign intervention. They, inspired by the story, exploded, rampaged against the foreign embassies in Peking, slaughtered hundreds of missionaries. In 2 months, 12,000 troops from six countries joined forces, invaded China with the purpose of protecting their own countrymen, and the bloodshed which followed, sparked by a journalistic hoax invented in a bar room in Denver, became the white-hot international conflagration known to every high school history student as the Boxer Rebellion. Only now you know the rest of the story.